Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 6, in the year 1817, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published the proceedings of a special meeting of the House of Assembly, which had been called by the President of the Legislature and held on Tuesday, December 17, 1816, at the Masons Hall. The publication on this day reported on a number of issues raised in the House during this special session dealing with matters related to the 1816 rebellion. One such point of discussion dealt with decisions to be made in the aftermath of the rebellion, which was brought to the attention of the House in a letter from the Secretary of State of Great Britain to the Governor of Barbados. He acknowledged receipt of the communication dispatch and sympathized regarding the difficult state of affairs facing the governor. He also agreed with the governor's recommendation that those enslaved persons who were currently imprisoned should not be returned to the population, but be transported, suggesting the colony of Honduras as an option, although conceding that the executions had adequately established punishment and also served as a public example. The business executed within this session of the House also included voting on the Slave Registry Bill, which was initially introduced by the British Parliament to the colonies. Historian the late F.A. Hoyes noted that by 1812, the bill was established in Trinidad through Crown Colony rule and presented to the British Parliament in June 1815 by William Wilberforce, to be later introduced to the other colonies of the British Caribbean. This bill pitted the Barbadian legislature and British Parliament of anti- and pro-slavery forces against each other over the matter of registering members of the enslaved community. The process of registration was meant to ensure that after the abolition of the slave trade, there was no illegal smuggling of persons under slavery. However, in the immediate aftermath of the rebellion, according to Hoyes, and I quote, "The British government decided to postpone direct action on the registration of slaves and called on Barbados and other colonies to pass their own slave registry bill," end quote. The House passed this bill during this special session. Additionally, a bill granting a sum of money to defray the expenses associated with the construction of barracks at Gun Hill and Moncrief Hill was also passed. The chain of six signal stations constructed between 1818 and 1819 were located across the island and built as necessary to convey messages. However, according to A to Z of Barbados Heritage, quote, "It is believed that the motivating reason for the signal stations was the slave rebellion of 1816, and initially the internal security aspect was emphasized," end quote. So on this day, May 6, in the year 1817, the special meeting of the House of Assembly concentrated much of its discussion and the implementation of legislation on attempting to employ solutions that would eliminate a repeat of any such circumstances.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.